Hello, hello, hello. This is Cortina Jackson, and you're listening to What's on Cortina Jackson's Mind. How have you guys been? It's been quite a long time since I've done a podcast. I kind of put it on hold to gear up for my third season of this podcast. In the meantime, I got the opportunity to take on many acting roles. I have 8 upcoming projects this year alone. So I will be doing many movies, 2 web series, including that is a cartoon series that I'm going to get to voice with my own avatar. So very exciting. But that's enough about me because I want to talk about you. The reason for my podcast and this season, I'm really gearing up to change the dynamic because I have moved from a place where in the beginning of this podcast, I almost felt like a nobody. I'm not going to lie. I did feel like a nobody. I didn't feel heard. I didn't feel like I had a voice. And this platform was a great opportunity for me to just kind of talk to the world. Didn't think the world would listen or talk back, but I was very surprised in season 2 when guests wanted to be on the show. And so this year's focus, this season's focus rather, will be on others. I have found my success. I have found my purpose, and I am walking in my purpose. I did very specific things to change my life. And I went from severe depression. I was suicidal. And I almost lost my life in domestic violence, as I have mentioned many times before. But in doing so, in almost losing my life, I almost lost everything. My will to do anything. I was on a hamster wheel. I felt like I was in a rat race, just going to work and coming home and heating up my dinner and going to bed. And now I'm so focused, I'm so driven, and I'm so ready and excited. Not only am I acting and have this amazing podcast, but now I get to mentor others to their success. I have booked role after role, and because of that, and because of some other dynamic things that have happened in my life, of course, I have been given the authority to speak on tragedy to success. I want to champion your success. I want you to be great. I want you to have the best of everything. I want you to be happy, even in a time like this. We're going through coronavirus, protest, riots. This is a presidential election year. Just a lot is going on and a lot of uncertainty. We're facing a lot of death, a lot of negativity in the world. But even at that, I have found harmony within. And this is the type of living that I want for each and every one of you. So I invite you to join me. I'm going to talk to some great people who have also championed. I'm a champion for their success. And they will get to talk from their platform and what has happened in their lives as well. So hang in there with me. Sorry it took so long, but I've been working hard. Just know I have diligently placed my efforts into bringing you the best. And if you'd like to be a guest, if you'd like to hear more, if there are certain topics you'd like me to cover, I am here for that. And I am here for you. So excited to talk to you guys again. And get ready. What's on Cortina Jackson's mind may even change the title because it's not about what's on my mind anymore. It's about what's on yours. Hope you have an amazing week, month, and year. And just know your best days are ahead of you. You all have a great one until we connect again. Bye-bye. You guys, you are invited to join me right now on my website at www.cortinajackson.com. I look to see you there and all my social media. Make sure to join me on Facebook at Cortina Jackson, on Twitter at Tina the Writer, on Instagram at Miss, M-I-S-S, Tina underscore the Writer, and on LinkedIn at Cortina Jackson. Make sure to join me and stay up to date on everything going on, everything to come, and how you can be involved as well. Thank you so much for your support. You are always amazing.